Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day three of the minor prophets, where we're still with Jonah. A divine appointment. Lloyd Ogilvy once said, "The book of Jonah is much more than a whale of a story." Our text today is one verse from Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. "And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." Even though Jonah rebelled and ran from God, the Lord was still in control. Scripture says the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. This is the same word used about a plant in Jonah 4:6, a worm in Jonah 4:7, and an east wind in Jonah 4:8. Jack Andrews notes God's omnipotence throughout Jonah. God was in control of the winds, the water, the weather, the waves, and the whale. God prepared this fish especially for Jonah. The word translated as prepared literally means appointed or assigned. God prepared this fish for that specific time and place so he could discipline his prophet. It has been well said, Jonah was captured for correction. The fish was not there to save Jonah's life. God could have saved Jonah by causing the storm to cease. The fish was used by God to correct and discipline the prophet. The order of the words in the original Hebrew for verse 17 points to God's divine intervention. The first word is wayman, which is the verb appointed. The second word is Yahweh, the covenant name for God. Yahweh comes from the Hebrew word for I am, which is the verb to be. This is the name revealed to Moses at the burning bush in Exodus 3, verse 14. So the great I am appointed a fish to swallow Jonah and keep him alive for 3 days. While Jonah tried to flee from God's presence, the Lord said, "You cannot hide from the God who forever is." Most people associate Jonah with a whale without considering God's divine appointment. The focus of the book of Jonah is on God's work, not a great fish. The fish is directed by God, the great I am. The only reason the fish is in the story is because God sent him. The only reason Jonah is still alive is because God is patient and forgiving. As we close out the first chapter of Jonah, remember, God corrects those who disobey his call. Believers who are outside of God's will and running from him can expect him to intervene and draw them back to himself. As we continue in our study of Jonah, we will discover that our response to God's correction reveals our level of maturity in Christ. Some questions to consider. What has God appointed in your life to draw you back to himself? How have you typically responded to God's hand of correction? And finally, how does the following scripture prove to naysayers that Jonah actually lived in the belly of a great fish for 3 days? From Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 41, from the ESV translation. "Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, 'Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you.' But he answered them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of this earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.